kick back, relax, and let Totally Patriots get you through Thanksgiving weekend. Coming up, rookie Jonathan Jones takes the hot seat and shares his experiences on becoming a Patriot in Pat's Chat.
I'm just kind of overwhelmed. I've never been this far north, being from the south, being from Georgia. It was completely new to me.
Plus,
say hello to my little friend.
Our friend, Barkevious Mingo, reveals his personality on Tilted.
Can't dance, can't sing, but I can play football.
And
you hear it all the time. Well, the guy had help high and outside. What does that mean?
Learn the difference between split safeties and post safeties as Gerard Mayo opens the Totally Playbook.
It's time for Totally Patriots.
Yeah! Totally Patriots.
Totally Patriots.
Welcome to Totally Patriots. Ashley, can we talk Thanksgiving here for a second?
Absolutely not. Shutting that down. We're a Patriot place. We're going to talk shopping. That's what I'm thankful for. Big deals.
You're going to do some shopping. Is it too late, by the way? Can I still eat the leftovers?
I'm going to be eating turkey sandwiches for the next 2 weeks.
Okay, good. You get your shopping on.
Deal.
I'm going to get my grub on. In the meantime, we're all going to get to know Jonathan Jones in this week's Audible.
My name is Jonathan Jones, cornerback from Auburn University. I like to cook a little southern food. I'm a southern boy, so fried chicken, collard greens, things along that line. The youngest of three. Got two older sisters, so I'm the baby. Growing up with two older sisters is kind of crazy, but I loved it. You know, they were always, you know, kind of controlling. You know, older sisters have that way about themselves, but, you know, I love both of them. Kind of grew up riding motorcycles since I was little, so started about around six. Kind of had to stop as of late, but something I've always kind of enjoyed. I started off on like a little Honda 70, so it's kind of an old, if anybody knows anything about bikes, kind of an old little bike. Kind of started off from there and kind of grew from there.
All right, guys, here we go. Durfee High is back in action. And I loved you the first round. So let's see what kind of heat you can bring this round. Give my man, Jonathan Jones, a huge round of applause. Hey. Ladies first.
When you were growing up, did you have any specific athlete you looked up to?
Growing up, I was a Rams fan. I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. But when I was little, Marshall Faulk. He was just, he's a great athlete, great running back. Just kind of always looked up to him. So I guess he kind of got me interested in football. I kind of started playing football when I was four. So that was back way, way back. But definitely Marshall Faulk.
Personal question. Since you're JJ, do people call you JJ, or is that not a nickname?
Definitely has been a nickname growing up. I think people just do it automatically.
I was going to say, that's what I would do. I would do it all
without asking.
Do you have a pregame pump-up list? If so, what's your favorite song on it?
Definitely have a playlist. I'm kind of a Jeezy fan, so anything, you know, Young Jeezy, Lil Wayne is definitely on the playlist. Anything from those two would definitely be on my playlist.
What's it like going from Auburn football to Patriots football?
It's definitely been a big challenge. Playing in college, you know, playing at Auburn is a great experience, great fun. But, you know, playing here, getting to play, you know, with the teammates I have here is definitely a good experience. You know, we go out every Sunday. You're playing with some great guys, you know, not just Brady, not just Gronk, but, I mean, just Malcolm Butler, just a lot of great guys that you kind of went from, you know, looking up to and actually now playing with. So it's definitely been a good experience.
So since you went to Auburn, I think it's only fitting. I need you to teach us an Auburn cheer, and then we're all going to do it together.
All right. So kind of a tradition at Auburn is the eagle. I don't know how many people know that. So before the game, the eagle will fly around the stadium. So everybody starts out, you know, whoa. And then when he lands, you know, it's eagle. Hey. So if y'all want to join in with that, so kind of, you know, start with the whoa.
Hey guys, let's get out for this one. Let's get really
hyped
up.
Yeah, you got to pump. Let's get it.
You're going to have to do a hand motion so we know that the eagle is going around and when it has landed.
Whoa.
Eagle. Hey.
Yeah.
That's it.
Love that. I love the enthusiasm.
What was your first day as a Patriot like?
My first day as a Patriot, it was kind of hectic. You know, I got here, got off the plane. It's kind of overwhelming. I've never been this far north, being from the South, being from Georgia. It was completely new to me. But got here, got in, just kind of got used to things. So kind of was hectic being here. Just like I said, the Patriots is a great organization. So definitely once I got here, it's kind of overwhelming. But then I just, you know, took steps and then finally, you know, got acclimated.
All right, guys, let's give Jonathan Jones and his Jordans a bigger round of applause.
Coming up on Totally Patriots.
I can't live without it. I don't have any ears yet, though.
Find out what this linebacker is missing from Louisiana on Tilted. And later in the show,
what have I got myself into?
Oh, no.
The Totally Challenge that's got our rookie going like this.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
How do you get from New York Jets QB Ryan Fitzpatrick to Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski? Fitzpatrick was on The Tonight Show with singer Ariana Grande, who is best friends with actress Liz Gillies. Gillies was in the movie Vacation with Christina Applegate, who is also in Hall Pass with actress Alexandra Daddario. Daddario guest starred on an episode of New Girl with Stevie Nelson, who co-hosts Crash Leaks with Patriots tight end Rob Gronkowski. And that's your 6 Degrees.
All right, everybody, here I am in the middle of Patriot Place. It is time to get my shopping game on. I want to share with you my shopping trick. Make sure you always look up what time the store is open. Early bird always gets the worm. So there's tricks really to everything in life, including Tilted. So let's see what Barkevious Mingo has for us. Here we go.
I don't have a terrible voice. I cannot dance. I can't dance, can't sing, but I can play football. My name, my mom, she just made it up. Double that with the fact that she doesn't even use it when she calls me, so it's
What?
My mom calls me Kiki. Have I ever skydived? Yeah, I've done it twice. It was a rush. Had a great time doing it, and I would do it again. Ledges.
No.
Don't do ledges. Like, I can't. I can jump out of a plane.
Yes.
I can't do ledges. You can fall. You can fall, and there's no parachute. I need space. My favorite tradition from college. I went to LSU, and I don't know if you guys know this, but the food down there is amazing. Every night before the game, we had some really good food, and we also had really good desserts. I love lasagna. You really can't go wrong down there. There's so much food down there.
This shows in his mouth.
I do crawfish, but it just takes too long to peel, you know, and then your hands are all dirty. But they're good, though. I love them.
You can't suck the hands out.
Louisiana hot sauce. It's his own brand. That's my favorite. But you can't get it up north anywhere. I've been looking. It's great on pizza, chicken, fish, you name it. You just throw it on everything. I can't live without it. I don't have any here yet, though, but I haven't cooked yet, though, so I guess that's why. Forrest Gump, that's one of my favorite movies. Al Pacino, Scarface, another favorite movie.
Say hello to my little friend.
You've heard it before. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Sort of like Thanksgiving, eating too much turkey, and then you can't move. It's Newton's third law of motion. We're going to learn all about it in today's How'd They Do That with Professor Fritz, who might be one of the biggest turkeys I've ever met.
Professor Fritz.
Welcome back to How They Do That. We're going to continue to talk about motion. You know, they say things come in threes. Newton's first law states that an object will stay in motion unless acted upon by a force. Newton's second law, that force is equal to mass times acceleration. Now we're going to talk about his third law, which you're probably familiar with. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. Now this is a bit broad for our purposes. Let's just say for every force, there's an equal and opposite force. So if a force is applied, there is an opposing force that has acted upon the object. Those forces are the same. Marbles are a perfect example of this. When one marble hits another, they move apart. The force from marble A to marble B is the same as the force from marble B to marble A. The opposing forces are why they move apart. Try it out for yourself. When you walk, your foot exerts a downward force on the ground. Now, in order for you to move, the ground exerts a force on your foot. As you push down, the ground pushes up. You move, and surprisingly, the ground moves too. You don't notice it, though, because the mass of the Earth is so large. On the football field, you can see an example of Newton's third law during a kickoff. When Gostkowski kicks the ball, his foot is exerting a force on the ball. The ball is exerting the same force on the foot. The reason the ball moves further than his foot is because the mass and acceleration are different in the ball than Gostkowski's foot. Newton's third law is important for two reasons. It explains forces come in pairs, and those forces are balanced. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that.
Still to come on Totally Patriots.
Ladies first, ladies first.
Get it down. There cheers. We go. Cheers.
Whoa. Oh. And we're talking safeties in Totally Playbook.
So anytime you hear they're in cover two, you know they're in split safety because you have two safeties up here.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Know that being active is staying fit, but we also need to take time in our day to relax. Put your devices away. We've already done our exercise for the day. It's now time to come down. Your mind and muscles have been working so hard all day that they need a break too. So just chill.
Listen, the best part about the week after Thanksgiving for Ashley might be shopping. For me, I don't even care about the shopping. It's about the food. The leftovers, all the delicious food. Not at all like what we're about to serve up to Jonathan Jones. A little bit nastier. Today's Totally Challenge.
It's time now for Totally Challenge. Here's your host, Ashley.
So I know Derpy High is always up for a good challenge, eh? Let's see what Jonathan Jones has. Here we go.
So, truth or challenge?
Start off easy with a little truth.
All right, truth. If you were standing on a deserted island, which teammate would you want to be with?
Ooh.
Deserted island. Probably going to need a lineman, so I'm probably going to go with David Andrews. So I'm going to need to build something, so definitely go with a big guy. So David Andrews would probably be, I need him on the island with me.
I actually challenge you to dance to Juju on that beat.
Ooh, I'm going to pass on that one. I'm not a dancer. I'm not definitely. No. I got to pass on that.
Can anybody in the crowd do it?
Somebody's got to do it.
Come on.
Somebody's got to entertain us.
Derpy, step up.
Come on, let's get it. I want to see it. Come on.
Come on, here we go. So who's going to come up with him? Come on, Latrell. Don't leave him hanging like that. I thought we were a team.
Come on.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Yeah.
I got to see this.
Hey, yeah. There it is. See, give me a round of applause, guys. I'm impressed.
That's what I like.
Yes. Hey. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
right, we'll take it. That's all it. Right, that's good. Right. Yes. I'm impressed. All right, here we go.
Truth or challenge?
All right, let's spice it up. I'm throwing the challenge flag. Let's
go. We've been waiting.
I got myself into.
Oh no. I was like some baby food. Eat baby food. Yes, here we go. You have to eat some too.
Yeah.
Wait, what is? Oh, I just found out it's asparagus baby food.
Oh.
Here we go. I think I can do this. Let's go. He's coming in. Oh, look at this. Teamwork makes the dreams work, baby.
Ladies first. We'll go at the same time.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
He doesn't want to eat it.
Get it down. There cheers. We go. Cheers. Whoa. Oh. Good job, guys. Guys, give Jonathan Jones a big round of applause.
Thanksgiving weekend. All you can eat food, all you can watch football, and yes, there is more of both on the way tomorrow. Here to break down exactly what happens on the field, Gerard Mayo is about to help us out in Totally Playbook.
It's your boy Gerard Mayo, and we're back again for another segment of Totally Playbook. But today we're going to talk about split safety versus post safety, which can go with zone or man coverage. You hear it all the time. Well, the guy had help high and outside. What does that mean? That means they were in split safeties. So here you go. I drew up a couple of plays. This is split safety, which means the safeties are split apart, or post safety, which means you just have one safety in the middle of the field. So anytime you have post safety help, you know your help is high and in the middle of the field. So you want to shade these wide receivers on the outside, especially the further they go down the field. This guy who is the post safety will always be as deep as the deepest guy. So if a receiver is running a go route, you might lose this post safety over here. So now he doesn't have help. So when you have split safeties, now you have two safeties out here. They don't have to chase as much for the deepest guy. So they just have to cover the deepest guy on their side of the field. So this can go with cover two. This can go with cover one. So anytime you hear they're in cover two, you know they're in split safety because you have two safeties up here. But when you hear cover three, just know that is post safety. It could be zone or man-to-man. It's just telling you where your help is, high and inside or high and outside.
Folks, players, song of the week.
My go-to song of the week is Eminem, Lose Yourself. I like to listen to it before games to get pumped up.
My name is Gino Grissom, and my first job was McDonald's. And one of the reasons why it was my favorite job is because I had pretty much all-you-can-eat chicken nuggets all day. And there's nothing like a chicken nugget fresh off the fryer. It's life-changing. The only reason why I quit is because of football. So, hey, shout out to McDonald's on some chicken nuggets.
Romeo, are you kidding me? You're still sitting here on this bench. You're missing out on all these great deals. I know how much you love to shop at Claire's and Express.
It's true, I do, but I am just digesting.
What's going on?
Still, just yesterday. It's too much.
I feel like we need to talk about the amount of stuffing that you digested, buddy.
A lot.
The Got fact a little aggressive even, at the table, huh?
Very. The fact I can even move right now. It's reason to celebrate. And actually, it's time for Show Us Your Celly with some of the football players from Norwood High.
Shopped out. I feel like I played a football game.
Feel good though?
It's exhausting, yeah.
It is exhausting. It's been a long week. It's been a good week. Got some shopping in, of course. Thanksgiving. I'm going back for more.
I know. Listen, I'm gonna be honest. You better hope something's in one of these bags for you and no more coal.
Hey, listen.
It's probably in there.
Fingers crossed. Fingers crossed. And, of course, we had that big win against San Francisco. We're going to leave you guys right now with some of the top plays from the big game.
We'll see you guys next week.
Welcome to Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara, California. Touchdown, Patriots!
Oh, creativity. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Deion Lewis with his seat number 33 back in action. To the 45-50, 45 of San Fran, and LeGarrette runs it inside the 35. Throws back corner of the end zone right for Edelman. They strike first against San Francisco. The rookie has his first career touchdown. Greatest press to be throws on the go. Caught by Mitchell at the 45. Peeling away to the 20. Malcolm Mitchell is gone.